ओम शांति। टुडेज टॉपिक इज हाउ टू मेक कंप्लीट एंड एक्यूरेट एफर्ट्स। सो व्हेन दिस टॉपिक वाज गिवन टू मी, I was thinking, whenever we say that complete efforts are accurate efforts, that means we have to adopt our final stage. Whenever we say that we have to become complete, that means we have to become like Baba. We have to make efforts like Mama and Baba. And accurate means to the stage of perfection. We know how Mama and Baba made efforts to achieve an angelic stage. So whenever we say that we have to make efforts like that, sometimes some sisters and brothers, they think that they have to become or they have to achieve the stage of karmatit stage. But Baba tells us that accurate and complete are perfect efforts. That is our destination. That is our goal, or that is our target in our Brahmin life. Baba always reminds us that in this Brahmin life, Baba wants to adopt three special ways or methods to reach the stage of completion, to reach the stage of complete, or to achieve the stage of perfection, or to make accurate efforts. Baba has also shown to us that what is your final destination? Our final destination is that we are going to the golden age world. We are going to become king and queen of the new world. We will be the ruler of the new world. But as long we are in this Sangam Yuga, we have to make efforts in a right, proper and accurate way. And Baba says, for the Brahmins, there are three destinations, three targets are three goals. I remember few days ago, Baba was mentioning in one of the murli that in this confluence age that you have to become like an angel. And second target is that we have to become karmatit. Karmatit means to be free from all kinds of the bondages, no bondage in our Brahmin life, even in our subtle form. And the third target, our third goal, Baba tells us that you have to become like lighthouse, our guiding star, our images in front of your devotees are your bhaktas. So these are the three targets in front of us. And we have to take step by step, one by one, we have to go slowly and slowly and reach to our target or to our goal. And now the question arises, how can we make our efforts in an accurate way? So when we say accurate, accurate word is itself that is full of all the qualities, full of all the virtues, that is attention on self, attention on our task, attention on our progress, and attention on ourself to feel more and more in self. So accurate word, one comes A, the first come A. A is meant for self-attention. Attention for self-progress. As we have become Baba's children, we have achieved lot from Baba. We are getting lot of sustenance from Baba, from our senior dadis, from our brothers and sisters. We are so fortunate that Baba gives us, Baba bestows so many blessings upon us at every step, since morning till night. He keeps on giving to us. And we are so lovely children. We are so lucky. Since morning till night, Baba decorates us. He gives us so many blessings. He feeds us delicious food. And He gives us so many powers. And what happened? Our habit has become to taking all the time. But we are not making efforts. Whatever we have taken to apply in self, to make best use of the blessings, to go into the depth of the blessings, to take the benefit of the blessings and use for self and use for others. The first step is that whatever Baba has given to us, we have to use all those blessings in our practical form. Brahma Baba's example is in front of us. Shri Baba says, I enter in His body. He is the first one who listens everything. And He gets more blessings. He has a lot of support from Baba. Because Baba is using His chariot. But what Brahma Baba taught, though Shri Baba is giving blessings to me, though He is using my chariot, He is giving me power, but if I don't make effort, I cannot achieve the status of Shri Narayana. He had all the qualities. He had all the virtues. But His first step was there to pay more and more attention on self. He used to check himself whether I am following all the steps of Shrimat in a proper way or not. We listen Baba Shrimat. Baba reminds us every day in the Murli. Baba gives us power. Baba encourages us to do this and that. We listen, we repeat, we chant, we tell to others, but at the time of using those things, those blessings in a practical way, we are totally innocent. I tell you one story. You know, in India, they tell one story. Once there was one parrot. You know, there are some parrots, they speak. Whatever you teach them, they speak. And whatever you're telling, they listen. And they keep on repeating. Once there was one parrot, and his master taught him, please don't sit on the top of tap. So what he did, he was sitting on the tap, and he was chanting that verse. His name was given Gangaram, so the name was like that. Gangaram, please don't sit on the tap. And whosoever was coming was saying, Gangaram, don't sit on the tap. And his name was that. Then one man asked, you are sitting on the tap and you are still repeating the same sentence, Gangaram, don't sit on the tap. So he was asking, he was telling the same sentence again and again. So Baba always reminds us, what we do, we learn, we repeat, we talk, we say the same word which Baba tells us. But we don't make efforts and we don't use those qualities for self-transformation, for making ourselves perfect, or we have to reach to our destination. So first step is that we have to pay attention on self-progress, attention on study, attention on yoga, attention on using all the blessings. I know how many blessings you have achieved from Baba. If we check ourselves, not only you, if I check myself, since the beginning of this knowledge, how many blessings Baba has given to us? We repeat it, we keep it with us. But sometimes we forget. What Brahma, Baba and Mama did, they were saying, the blessings which Baba has given to them, they can multiply those blessings when they use for others. The blessings, the titles which have been given to us, when we use those titles, that means we are making best use of those titles or those blessings. For example, a man is given in the name or the title that he is a philanthropist. He is called philanthropist. Why is called philanthropist? Because he donates. He gives to the human being. If he does not give, he keeps on collecting and collecting. And then after some time people will say, this is not a right title. There is one social worker. Social worker means he does something for the society. And there is a warrior, good warrior. If he keeps on sitting in his home and he does not go to the battlefield, he does not use the weapons whatever given to him, and he is not called a warrior. So Baba says, you are lighthouses, you are guiding stars, You are the one who are going to show the right path to the human being. You are Master Almighty Authority. And all the blessings and all the titles have been given to you. But we are not paying attention on those titles. We are collecting and collecting, keeping with us. But we are not making use of those titles. So what we have to do, Baba says, if you pay attention even on one title, that we are world server, and that one title will always remind you that you have to become like that. That you have to make efforts like that. Your attention will pull you. For this Baba always reminds us, the second step is that always live on your stage. Always sit on the seat of self-respect. Baba has given the seat of self-respect that you are the highest of the high. So when you live on that seat, how you will act? For example, one of you have been given a seat to conduct meditation. And at that time, you must have got the experience. When we conduct the meditation, what is the difference? When we are doing meditation in the hall, in the gathering, and when we conduct meditation, have you seen the difference or not? Those who have seen the difference, please raise your hand. So at that time, automatically, our stage becomes powerful and we get the feeling, the flow of blessings is coming on top of me and I'm spreading the waves of the blessings. Baba is giving me power. I'm sending the power to the whole world. Why this happened? Because I was given the duty to sit on the seat. In the same way, Baba says that one of you have been given duty to play a role of king. So you are playing a drama. You are presenting something. You are acting like a king. And you have given me duty of a play of king. If you are not acting in that role, in not a proper way, and the gathering and those who are the watching you, what they will say? He got that role, but he is not playing in the same way. So as soon as he is on the seat, he will act like a king. He will behave like a king. He will walk like a king. His dress will be like that. But as soon as he comes down from the seat, his behavior, his way of talking, his way of dealing, his position, everything will be changed. So that is why Baba says, always remind yourself that you are the world masters. You are the ruler of the new world. You have to sit on your stage. Baba says that we have to sit on the stage of Self Almighty Authority. Sometimes some Baba's children say, Almighty Authority, Baba is there. We are not Almighty Authority. Baba says, I give you this title. You are my Almighty children. Because you have all the powers. You have all the virtues. You take all the powers from Baba. You become the ruler of the new world. And I'm the one who is not going to become the ruler of the new world. Once Baba gave complaint to the children. You children are so selfish. I make you the master of the new world. But when you go to the new world, you forget me. You even don't invite me in the golden age world. You don't remember me there. You are so selfish. You forget me. Then what the children did? You know what the children did? No, what they did? Children, they wrote a big letter. Made a beautiful invitation letter. And they gave to Baba. Baba, we are inviting you in advance. You come to Golden Age World, see how we will live there, and we are inviting you. And what reply Baba gave? Baba said, okay, you children have given the invitation by your heart, but according to drama, Baba cannot come into the Golden Age World. See how we chat with Baba, how Baba chats with us, and Baba gives us everything. So that is why Baba always reminds us, in this Sangam Yuga, we have all kinds of the blessings. We have all kinds of support from Baba. One is that we are Baba's children. Second is that we are under Baba's canopy of help. Baba's crown of blessings are always on our head. And Baba takes our hand, keeps on taking us ahead. Then, at the time of misery, Baba helps us. And whenever we remember Him, Baba, we need this, Baba sends us. For example, I need this, Baba, I want to have this. After 5-10 minutes, I see the thing is there. Then we say, oh, Baba sent this thing for me. When I say, Baba, I want to talk to the seniors. Then I get chance. I meet the seniors. So like that, Baba fulfills our desires. So in this Sangam Yuga, each effort, if we do it by heart, the fruit is always there. The result is there. We see people in the world, they make so much hard efforts to achieve little bit thing in their life. They spend their whole life. They keep on making hard and hard efforts, but they are unable to achieve in their life. But in this Sangam Yuga, we get everything so natural. We get lot of love from Baba. We get lot of sustenance from seniors. We have such a big family. So our effort should be natural. Easy and natural. And then comes the word see. See is meant for commitment. So what we do, as Baba has done so many commitments with children, Baba says that I will take you to the new world. I am going to give you the property of new world. This is my commitment with you children. If you want to take it or not, but I will give to you. I will take to the supreme abode. I am bound. Even in this world, people will be suffering, but my children will be safe. If nothing is available, they won't starve, they will get something to eat. They won't feel, they won't die like that. So Baba has done so many commitments with us. And I will make you pure. I am giving you. So when Baba has done so many commitments with us, Baba says, don't do any commitment with Baba. At least you can do with yourself. The first commitment is that, let me live in my own inner state. Let me realize about the self qualities. Let me glow the qualities of self. Let me spread the vibration of purity which I have in self. Baba says, if you cannot do anything, at least you can do this. Commit yourself, like in one of the Murali Baba was telling, if you can't do anything, you can smile. There is no price for the smile. You smile for others. And with your smiling, you can give something to the other people. So first commitment is that, to pay attention on the qualities of self. To realize what qualities I had. And when we pay attention on that, slowly and slowly, my qualities and my virtues, my abilities, they will automatically come out. And second commitment is that, every day, if I can't do anything, let me speak one good word for self. I can do. Mostly Baba's children, what they do? Baba gave us so much. He's giving us. But we cannot do. These and these sisters are doing a lot. They are making so much. Baba says, okay, you forget other thing. Take one point, let me try. Let me do. Be committed yourself. So when we take one point and committed ourselves, and after 1 hour, what I feel, that we feel that we are getting more strength and that we are able to do. The third commitment is that, Baba says, I have to take at least one point from Baba Smriti. Baba says, the jewels from the Murali, the value of the jewels from the Murali, that is uncomparable, unmeasurable, and the value of this more than lakhs and lakhs, 100,000 rupees, 100,000 dollars and 100,000 pounds. Baba says, if you churn on one point, be committed to that, and then you will see that your efforts are going to the right track. Otherwise, sometime, while going to the right track, we are diverted to the beauty of Maya, our attention is diverted to unnecessary things. So Baba says, Baba has given us so many treasures. I tell you one story about this. Once what happened, there was, say, one boy. He had a lot of money. And when his father left the body, before leaving the body, his child was too small. he told his friend that my son is too small. I'm giving you this and that property. When he's grown up, you give this property to him. So he left the body and his friend was looking after his property. And when the child was grown up and that friend called the child and told him that your father has left this and that property for you and you can come and take your property. So when he went to that person, he showed that this is your property. And beside that, he told that I have such a beautiful other things, and I also, because of your father, he was my close friend, and because of our friendship, I also want to give you something. So he told him that I have beautiful things in my place, come and see. And for that, there is a time of 1 hour. And in 1 hour, you can take as much as you can take. So he went there, and there's such a beautiful place. In one side, beautiful things, decorative things. And other side, he saw there were beautiful jewelry. And the other side, even beautiful clothes. And when he went inside, and his other brother was telling, take whatever you want. He said, let me see. Let me see. He was so much impressed. He was keep on looking and looking, looking and looking. And then 5 minutes left. Then other brother reminded him, because you have to collect in 1 hour, you have not taken anything. Only 5 minutes have left. You have to collect something. You have to take something. He said, 5 minutes left. Now I will take something. So he became so attracted to the things. So within 5 minutes he forgot. So when 1 hour finished, the doors were automatically closed and he could not take anything. And he came out empty-handed. So his friend asked, why did you not take the things? He said, I was so much impressed, I could not decide what to do. So I could not take anything. So what happened? He could not get anything. So what happens to us? Baba says, in this Sangam Yuga, Baba has kept open all the treasures for we children. Baba says, take all the treasures. How much you want to take, you can take. You can use for yourself. So what we do? Baba has given this knowledge, okay, tomorrow we'll use it. Baba has given us these blessings, we will use this tomorrow. We'll use this next time. So we keep on collecting and not using. So at the time of need, we keep on looking, we don't have. So Baba says, when I have given you, take all the treasures and keep with yourself, make best use of all the treasures, so that at the time of need, Baba's children should not say that we don't have these powers. So for this, what we have to do it, we have to make commitments for self that I have to take something for self. For example, if we don't eat, for example, I have not eaten breakfast, I have eaten something else. The normal breakfast we take every day, we are used to that. And whenever I will meet someone, I will say, oh, today, this morning, I have not eaten the breakfast. I have eaten other so many things. Why I am telling this? The thing which is useful for my body, I am still missing that. That is why Baba says, the nutritious food which is useful for self, if we don't take that, we feel that something is lacking, something is missing, I'm feeling weak, let me take something. So what Brahma Baba did it? Brahma Baba, every day, what he used to do, he used to make efforts to fill himself with yoga power. The second effort, to give yoga power to others. The third effort was that whatever Shri Baba spoke today, let me apply for self. You know, after Murli class every day, when Sakar Baba was in Sakar body, and after Murli class every day, Baba used to come and sit, you know, Dadi's room where Didi used to sit, near to Baba's room, and that was Baba's room, Didi's room, Mama's room, and Baba used to come and sit there. And all the children, sisters and brothers used to come sit there. And then Baba used to ask, what Baba spoke this morning? And children used to share what Baba said this morning. But why Baba was telling like that? Because Baba wants to make them to realize, to go into the depth of knowledge, to apply those points in self. I tell you one another story, because I'm staying in Madhuban from the last 31 years. When I came here, at that time Didi was there. And Didi was very strict, very loveful, and she used to give us so much love, but she was very strict, especially for Murli. And every day, we used to go to her and talk to her. And in the morning, we used to write letters by hand. And by 10 o'clock, we used to finish writing and sending the letters. And after 10 o'clock, she used to call us. And we were a little afraid of her. Because as soon as we used to go her, she will ask one point from Murli. And we were being little naughty, and sometimes we used to forget it. And what we used to do, before going to her, we used to remember one or two points. And as soon as we go to her, and what I used to do, Didi, Didi, I tell you today Murli point. And she used to ask another question, then I have to check. So at that time we were feeling a little strict. But after some time, I realized why she was making efforts for us. The reason was that whenever we listening the Murli, we should listen by heart. Not only to repeat, it should give the feeling of those points in self. And then I realized the love, the feelings, they were entering inside. So why I give this example? When we become committed to ourselves, in the beginning it is too hard for self. I committed to myself, it is very hard. I can't do. How can I do this? This is too difficult. But slowly and slowly, after some time, we feel this is the need of the self. This is very important for self. So committed to self, like this morning, and Baba was telling, one day Dadi Janki was telling, and that without serving others, they were not having breakfast. This was a commitment. Baba doesn't say that you have to suffer yourself. So they committed themselves, and the result came, the service started to grow. So unless we are committed to any task, any motto, any goal, we cannot make right, proper and accurate efforts. And then another C comes, that is meant for courage. For any task, we have to create courage for self. One is encouragement from others. One is self-created courage. One is that from different kinds of situations, we have to maintain courage. We know the story about Thomas Edison. You know the story about Thomas Edison? When he was 5 years old, he was studying in a school, but he was very poor in study. One day, his teacher gave a note in his hand for his parents, "Your son is so idiot, he cannot study anymore in the school." So he went back to his home with that piece of paper, and his mother saw that piece of paper and read that sentence, "Your son is so idiot, he cannot study anymore in the school." And his mother thought, because he was hard of hearing, and his mother thought, "No, I will make my son, I will take him to a nice way, nice place." So after that he was learning and learning, and we know, and for inventing the bulb, he was failed 9,999 times. At the time of 10,000, he got success. So that was the result of continuous efforts. So here what happens? We Baba's children, we make little effort. When we don't get the result of means appreciation, no fruit, no appreciation, no fruit, no help, no support, we say, "What is this? Leave this task. Let me start another service." Then we do start another service, then we after some time we leave that. Then start another service, then we leave that. And after some time we are totally fed up. Baba says no. In Brahmin life, we have to create self-created efforts. We have to create courage for self. We have not to wait for encouragement from others. Then courage is start doing. Baba says, if you keep one step ahead, Baba has done commitment with us that he will take 100 steps ahead. But we Baba's children don't take one step ahead, and how can we take help from Baba 100 steps more? And then for making the accurate efforts, we have to make plan self. First make the plan. I'm telling you 4 P. One is plan. One is purpose. What is our purpose? Our purpose is that we have to become like Baba. We have to attain the stage of an angel. we have to become karmatit. This is our aim, this is our purpose, this is our goal, this is our destination. So when we have this purpose, so we have to, second step is, we have to make plan for that. And without proper planning, we cannot get success in any task. For example, you are going to present a something, or you are going to do some exhibition. We will make presentation, we will make the pictures, we will find the place, we will book the time, we will prepare everything. How we do it? You know that, or you live in the center, I know how you do it. When you are going to do some program, you prepare the tuli, you prepare the slogans, you prepare the package, you have a gift, the guest will come, we have to give the gift, we have to do this. There's so much planning we do, so much preparations we do. First we plan, and then we do the preparations. So Baba says, our planning is so natural, so easy. Our planning is that I have to keep myself full with all the qualities. For planning, for preparations, we need judgment and distinction power. Baba has told us, without judgment power, you cannot plan in a proper way. We know Baba's children, they have a very good judgment power. But our judgment power keeps on shaking, keeps on going high, sometimes on the top, sometimes on the bottom. Why it happens? Because we are not stable in our destination. We are not committed to our pure thoughts. We have forgotten our aim. We have lost faith in self. And we have forgotten about the achievement. Baba says, if you keep achievement in front of you, your efforts will be continuously towards to the achievement. For example, you get information for this little house. If you sell this little house, you will get such and such amount. And we plan, I will get such a big amount, let me sell this and I will get a new center for that. How our attention is concentrated on that plan, let me do this task. And we are strict to that task because we have future plan. So Baba says, if you keep the benefit, the achievement in front of you, so your efforts will be towards the proper track. If you forget about the achievement, then your attention and your efforts will be drawn to other place. And that is why in this Brahmin life, Baba has opened the doors of all the achievement. Baba said, you can become a master, you can become almighty authority, you can become an angel, you will become the ruler of the new world. So all the doors of all the treasures are open, but we have to pay attention on that. So I was telling about that. One is purpose. Second is plan. And the third is, according to plan, prepare yourself. Bible says how we have to prepare ourselves. We have to prepare ourselves. That means we have to make pure ourselves. Baba always reminds us, you don't do any other effort. Keep one thought in yourself that I belong to Baba. As soon as I say I belong to Baba, Baba is mine. So at that time you can check yourself how much happiness we get, the soothing feeling which comes in us, we get so much relaxation inside. Baba is standing in front of me, like Brahma Baba always used to do. Oh, Shri Baba has chosen this chariot. I'm going to become a Narayana. I will get such a high status. So Baba used to dance, used to be very happy. So Baba says, keep this world with you, that I belong to Baba. Baba is mine. Keep on dancing and you will become very light. So we have to prepare ourselves with one thought, I belong to Baba. Then another thought is that Baba says, this old world is going to finish. This old world is going to be transformed. We are the one who are going to transform the world. Baba says, you are living in this world for a short time. You are going to the new world. This is not your world. You have come here only to play part. Baba says, you are the incarnation in the world. So make yourself detached from this old world. The third step Baba tells us that you are an angel. Angel means those who are light. Angel means those who don't have any attachment. They are free from all kinds of the bondages. They can fly in whole world. Wherever they go, they are like a hope in the world. They are like a guiding star to the world. Baba says, you keep this thought in your mind that you are an angel. So when you have this consciousness that you are an angel, you will be automatically becoming detached from this body, from this world, from this old world. And then sometime Baba always tells us, when we become Baba's children, we are totally detached from the old world. We are detached from the material world. We are detached from the old relations. But we become attached to little things. One little thing is that I have this and that quality. I can do this and that service. Without me, no one can do. I did this and that. Baba says, these little golden chains, the certain chains, they pull our intellect. Baba says, for this, Baba says, when you came to Baba, you didn't have any qualities. Baba gave you all the qualities. Baba gave you all the virtues. Baba made you instrument. Okay, now we remember Baba and after that we continue. So Baba always reminds us that we have to use the qualities which Baba has given to us for self-transformation as well as in the field of service. And also we have to correct. If something happens wrong, we have to change that method. I tell you one story about this. Once what happened, there was one boy. He was doing all kinds of the tasks in a good way. One day he showed the task where he did it to his teacher. So his teacher appreciated lot. You have done good, you have done good. He was appreciating. And that boy started to cry. The teacher asked, why are you crying? What happened to you? He said, you are appreciating me. You have done good, you have done good. But you are not telling the correction. You are not telling what is, something is missing. Otherwise, how I will come to know that I have to make more efforts. So at that time, the teacher told him that if you have this consciousness, at every step, you will keep on doing the best, you will keep on giving best to the world. In the same way, Baba always reminds us. You must have seen Baba talks to the children in such a way. On the one side, he appreciates, and on the other side, he draws our attention what next we have to do. Whenever we listen Baba's Murli, Avyakt Murli or Sakar Murli, sometimes you must have noticed, Baba says, your children have done good service. Then says, but. When he says, but, you know what is the meaning of but? What is the meaning of but? No. But means still something more is to be needed. More is to be added. More is to be corrected. We have to do that service in another way. Baba's way of making the children perfect, take them to the right path, to the accurate position, Baba appreciates and then keeps another step for the children. We know from the last 70 years how Baba took us to such a high stage. In the beginning of Yagya, when the children came, Baba said, okay, you have to live all the time with Baba. And after some time, Baba said, if you don't serve the whole world, how you will become the master? Sisters were not leaving Baba's home to go to other place for service. How Baba encouraged them and sent them. Then Baba told them, you have to give knowledge. Then find another way, exhibition, projector show, go to the places, then museum, then service in the whole world. So Baba says, those who are paying attention to make new efforts, they are not tired in Brahman life. They are not fed up in Brahman life. They are not like standing ponds. They are floating Ganges. They become like Baba. So Baba says you have to prepare yourself, make plans and keep on adding something new. Not to stand whatever you have, you have to do something more. Like till the stage of perfection, Brahma Baba made efforts even up to his last stage. Baba knew that Baba is going to leave this body. Before leaving the body, Baba met the children. He gave all kinds of the directions. he had a talk with the children and served the children. Whole day he looked after the children. But he never thought that I'm going to let me be detached. Even Mama, till the end of her Brahmin life, she was encouraging each and everyone. So when we are Brahmin life, that doesn't mean that after making perfect action we will stand. By each effort, we learn more. By doing one thing, we learn to make more perfect way. We learn how to make an easy way. We learn how to make an accurate way. And then comes C. C is meant for union. Union, the unity, a union of self with Baba. Unity with our thoughts with Baba. It is said, yogi is called next to God. So when yogi is called next to God, that means our thoughts are equal to Baba. Baba says, you children are the master. That means you are equal to me. So Baba says, when you are equal to me and your thought should always united with Baba's love. So when we have true love for Baba, with the true love, we can get Baba's help at every step. I tell you one story about this, about you children. You Baba's children have so much love for Baba. And how this happens, once what happened, there were few children, few persons. They had so much love for God. And they were staying in one place, very innocent, very pure, very loveful. And whosoever was coming in front of them, they were also behaving to them with great love. Once there was a man, he read so many scriptures. He became a master of scripture. He became a scholar. He said, okay, let me go and give message to the people in the world. So he went one country and he taught few people how you have to remember God. He taught some mantras. You have to remember God by this and that mantra. So he went to another place and he reached to one island. And there were so many innocent people were there like you. You Baba's children are so innocent. So when he went there, they all received him with great love and they served him with so many things and did so much reception of that person. He was very much happy. And then he asked, you have very good behavior, you treat so well, you have so much love for each and everyone. How you remember God? They said, we remember God very natural way. Oh, God is our Father, we remember Him. He said, no, this is not a right way. You should remember God with the mantra. I teach you mantra how to remember God. So they were innocent. He taught them mantra that you have to remember God in that way. Okay, after teaching that mantra, he went away. And after few days, those innocent people, because they were not so well educated, they forgot that mantra. They were worried what to do because that man taught us when you remember this mantra, then only you can remember God. So what they did, they said, oh God, you take us to that man and we want to meet that man and we want to ask from that man what mantra he taught us. So what happened? God sent a Pushpak Viman. You know Pushpak Viman? The beautiful aeroplanes which Baba says, you will have beautiful aeroplanes in the golden age world. So this, he sent all Pushpak Viman. They all sat in the Pushpak Viman and they flew. And they went to that place because that man reached to another country. And that man was sitting in one place and he saw so many Pushpak Viman are coming from the top. He was surprised why these Pushpak Viman are coming. And he was sitting and slowly all those Pushpak Viman landed in front of, near to him. And he was surprised why so many Vimans are here. And he was looking, and when he looked, and all those people from that island, they were coming out of those Vimans. And they came close to him, they sat in front of him and they said, "Oh man, oh, we forgot the mantra you taught us. And how can we remember God? We forgot. And we told God, please send us to you. So God has sent us in these Vimans. We have come here to see you." That man was surprised. He bowed in front of those people. He said, "You are the persons who have true love for God. You have the real connection with God. And those who have a real connection with God, true love for God, and because of love, they get constant help." And he said, "Not only chant by through our words, that love is needed by heart." So Baba tells us, you Baba's children are so lovely children. Baba loves us. Baba loves you by heart. Baba says, "I come for you children. I meet my children. I talk to my children. I sit with my children. I play with my children." And those who have true love for Baba, they will never ask how to make accurate efforts. Love is love. When we are merged in Baba's love, we remember him, we love him, we get the feeling, Baba is in front of me, Baba is my backbone, Baba is taking my hand, and Baba is always with me, I'm in the lap of Baba, Baba is taking with me. So Baba says, we need pure love, true love, and love without condition. In this world, people have love. There are so many conditions. If you do this task, I will do for this. After, if they don't do, unable to do, then there is a break. Separation, unhappiness, hatred, feeling of hatredness. Their selfish motto is there. But Baba says, if you don't remember me, still I love you. Baba says, I love my thorns. Even the thorns are there, but they are Baba's lovely children. So Baba says, if we want to make accurate and complete efforts, the real, the proper one, we have to merge in Baba's love. We see our dadis. They never say, we don't have time to remember Baba. They never say how to remember Baba. As soon as we see their face, we get the feeling they are merged in Baba's love. The rays of Baba's love are reaching to us. They are dancing in Baba's love. They are talking about Baba because they have pure love. So what we need in self, Baba says, clean your heart, clear your heart, purify your heart, keep Baba in your heart, always sit on Baba's heart throne, and then everything will become natural, easy, and that will be accurate, and that will be proper. So you is meant for true love for Baba. Then comes T is meant for, Baba says, you are my trustworthy children. Baba has lot of trust in us. Baba has faith. The time will come, my children will change. Baba never lost faith in children. You know, sometimes some sisters and brothers were going in front of Sakar Baba, Baba, we are teaching lot to this child. She is not understanding. Baba said, wait. Time will come, they will change. Baba mentions in the Murli, if you say that such and such person are like that you are giving a stamp to that person. Like in the passport, the stamp comes. You are not allowed to go to America. Wherever we go, they see the stamp. No visa. So Baba says, you put the stamp on that. But Baba never put that stamp. No, cannot do. Baba said, they will do it. Baba put the stamp of hope. Baba put the stamp of their transformation. Baba put the stamp of their going ahead. Baba put the stamp of their glorification. So Baba never lost faith in us. So Baba says, now you make yourself trustworthy. That you are Baba's true children. You trust yourself. Let Brahmin have trust in you. Let Baba have trust in you. Like Baba says, you have to take 4 certificates. You know what are the 4 certificates? Which are the 4 certificates? One is from Baba? No. One is from self. Second is? No. Second is from Brahmins. Third is Baba. And then fourth is from Shiv Baba. Okay? So that Baba says we have to take 4 certificates. So first certificate, that is from self, that is we have to create trust in self. Trust means we are trustworthy children. When we are trustworthy children, that means I can make effort. I can do everything. I am the one who can do it. If I don't have capacity, I can do it. Like Dadis always tells us that whenever Baba was giving any task to Mama, children were going in front of Mama and telling Mama, we cannot do this task. What Mama used to tell them? If Baba has given this task, that means we can do it. We cannot say no to Baba. Baba has given, we have to do. And they were able to do that task. So in that way, Baba taught them that you can do it. Baba filled the power. Baba showed the path, Baba took them ahead. So that is why Baba says, in each effort, have faith, create trust, be trustworthy. And then Baba says, those who are trusty, they are always pay attention. For example, something is given to me. My attention will be always that this thing belongs to such and such person. It should not be spoiled. I will keep that in a proper way, I will keep it in a right way, make best use of that. So Baba says, your attention will be all the time that you have to make proper and right effort. And then comes E. E is meant for equality. Baba says that you are equal to me. In Brahmin life, we see there is no guru, no follower. I remember one of the incident long time ago, first time when we had a program for a religious leader in Madhuban. Some religious leader from UP side, Haridwar side, that is a famous place of religious leader, they were invited to Madhuban. So we, because at that time we didn't have Gyan Sarovar, no Shantivan, no Gyan Sarovar. So we had an exhibition, had a program for them. So I had the duty to take them to Dadis, for Dadis meeting. So there were two gurus, top class, high gurus. When I took them to Dadis, Dadi and Didi, so they sat in front of Dadi and Didi, and like Baba made the children, their children, when in front of Baba, children were sitting very close to Baba. Like when we sit near the Dadis, Dadis are sitting here, and we sit close to Dadi. So that guru, he was looking at me, and because he was very close to us, he told, Dadi, should I tell you one thing? You have such a family feeling here, and you are very close to each other, and you have so much love for each other. You don't have the differences here. In our ashram, what we do, like this sister is sitting close to you, our followers are not allowed to sit close to us. They have to sit there. And he said, such a loveful feeling I'm getting. Then Didi said, you know, Baba taught us, this is your family. They are your family member. So the difference we see, in other places are here, in other places there is a gurudom, there is a status, there is a so much difference, and there are so many things. Here what Baba says, you all are my children. You can sit with me. Even when Baba used to come, Sakar Baba, the daughter and children were sitting very close to Baba. Baba used to say, no, don't sit on the floor. Come, sit close to Baba. So the difference we see, Baba make us like him. Baba says that you are equal to me. Baba teaches us the easy way of having communication with Baba. That is why Baba says this is easy yoga, natural yoga. You take everything in an easy way. Whenever we talk to the human being in the world that we are doing yoga, they laugh at us. You are doing yoga. You are sitting here doing yoga. Because our mind is connected with Baba. Baba always tells us, don't give so many troubles to your body. If your body is sick, you can lie down in your bed. Remember Baba. Talk to Baba. Have a conversation with Baba. Spread the pure vibration in the world. Once in one Murli Baba was telling, you must be remembering, if one child is sick, doesn't matter. You can bring the child in the bed, let him sleep in the class, let him listen Baba's Murli. And once it was done. So Baba says, this is the real love for children. So Baba says, if you have real love for Baba, As Baba listens to the children, children say, no, Baba, we can't do. Baba says, okay, tomorrow you can do it. As Baba listens to the children, if we children listen to Baba, then our efforts will become very easy, natural, and love-filled, and accurate. So these are the steps we have to take in self. I repeat the step. The first step is that we have to keep the goal in front of us. What is our destination? What is our target? What is our goal? And second step is that when we keep the target in front of us, we have to go on the right track. Then our attention will be always on the right track. Third step is that we have to keep purpose, plan, prepare, and use that in practical form. Purpose, first is purpose, second is to plan, third is prepare ourselves, motivate ourselves, and fourth is to use those plans in a practical way. And then next step is that we have to do commitments with self for self-transformation. Next step is we have to encourage ourselves, self-created courage. Self-created courage. Then the true love for Baba. Next step is to become trustworthy. And then Baba says, be equal to Baba, be easy, natural, yogi, and always be in constant love for Baba and appreciate your fortune that we are so fortunate that Baba has chosen us, Baba is giving everything to us, Baba has opened the door of all the blessings, and keep on flying and fulfill yourself with all the blessings. Om Shanti. Okay? Anything you want to ask? Any question? Okay, now we sit in Baba's remembrance.